let Palmer's finishing get even better and you'll just see it's mad.
Did you see that stat? Oh, you didn't see it. It was on Twitter. Gallagher's passing stats yesterday. I even saw a couple of TikToks.
Christ. Yeah, I didn't even watch the game, but it's like every Chelsea player just had a mare.
Her chill had an absolute...
I saw some of the things he was doing. Yo, that guy's finished.
He's finished.
That guy's finished.
No, he's just... Bro, he's come back from an injury. He hasn't played that long in a while.
Some of the stuff he was doing, it's not because of an injury, bro.
It's rust.
What was he doing? If you saw a cross, he tried to make a cross, yeah, bro. He went to Rose Ed.
I saw that.
And then even a shot he tried to take, that one went to Rose Ed. But that one's, that's not forgivable. But yeah, these Chelsea players are not it, man.
Yeah, as soon as Shaw's back, that's his spot, I'll be honest.
But you know when Chua was fully fit before the injury, you know it was Reece James and Chua that were the left and right back. You do know that, right?
For who?
For England.
No.
No, it wasn't.
Since Southgate, you're talking about? Since Southgate's been in power, Shaw's been his number one player at left back.
And Walker's been his right back?
Yeah.
No.
Yes.
When was Reece James ever number one right back?
When they were both fit and they were doing, it was before the last Euros. Chua and James were both starting.
The last Euros, 2021.
They were both starting.
James has never played in a major tournament.
There was no way Reece James is benching Walker. Is that Reece James was playing right back and Walker was playing centre back, yeah, or something like that?
Yeah. Bro, that never happened.
The fullbacks was Reece James. You can check it. I don't cap.
Bro,
like, Chua and Reece James and were the fullbacks.
Luke Shaw never
played
dropped.
One major tournament and but impacted it.
Yeah, because they both got injured.
Sort that out, mate. Okay, let's even go for a Chelsea player that's had impact at a major tournament level. Which one?
Wait, so who's had it for United?
Okay, so Euros final, which we watched at your house.
Which we lost.
Scored?
Which we lost.
Who scored?
Which
Maguire played a tournament. Played a tournament in the World Cup as well. We can do this.
Player of the tournament for what?
Team of the tournament. Same thing.
For which one? Euros?
And World Cup.
Maguire.
Okay.
I hope.
Where are your centre-backs? Where are your centre-backs?
I don't have any English. Cole. Cole literally got picked last time. He ain't got picked down because he had an injury.
He's not getting played. He's not getting minutes.
He's getting minutes. He literally got injured.
At a major tournament, in the Euros coming up, do you think he's going to get minutes? No, he's not getting minutes. Mainly Will, but you know why? You know why?
Guys like
Gallagher. Jesus.
Starboy.
Jesus.
You ain't fooling me, man.
But I don't think he'll start, but he could start still. It could be Rice, Bellingham, Foden. Or it could be Rice better than Mainu. Either one works.
He's not going to play Foden in midfield. The midfield. He's not going to do that.
That means he's going to have to drop Rashford on the wing then.
I think he's dropping Saka.
No, he's not.
I think Saka and Kane are the only... and Bellingham and Rice.
No, I think he's dropping Saka.
No, he's going to put
Saka
right
because
Saka's right
gone left the England team early.
As in for the actual Euros this is?
Yeah, I think he's going to drop
Saka.
Saka,
Kane and Bellingham. He can't do that.
He's undroppable. He's untouchable still.
Southgate ain't got the minerals. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, he needs to win something.
No one can drop him. Why would you drop Saka? That's silly.
Drop him as in like he's going to be on the bench.
He can't play bench.
He's going to start right wing. Then he's going to put Foden on the left wing, which is not going to work
out. Saka and Kane have to play. They have to play. So does Rice and Bellingham.
No, I think Saka's getting dropped.
For who?
For Foden. I think Foden will start. Purely because of what's gone on now. Like, Bear players left for the second game. Walker's injury was fake. That was fake.
Was it? I didn't see it.
I didn't see that, bro.
He dropped after like the first 15. After he did a run, bro, all of a sudden he's got a hamstring, bro. It's cap. He just, like, this. I think Gary Neville said the same thing, bro.
Yeah, he predicted it still.
Like, Bear players will go back after this.
He said
first
one
or second
Saka,
game.
Martinelli and someone else will drop out. It makes sense, though.
Did Martinelli drop out?
Nah, he didn't. He said one of Martinelli or Saka will drop out. But it makes sense, though. Title running is important. Takes precedence, man.
I wouldn't want to play for... I'd play for England, but I wouldn't want to play in a friendly. I wouldn't care about a friendly.
Yeah.
If it's a qualifying game, then yeah, I'd
they've
do
qualified.
It, but
like, what's the point?
I ain't playing in no friendly, bruv.
What is this thing you're talking about? Anyways. Yeah, I don't know what I'd do if I was a football player. All I know is I'll be at the club a lot on the weekend.
Oh, yeah, that Kanye and Nonny, yeah? Did they even go club after that game?
I don't know. I didn't message them, innit?
Nice. Yes. How old is... Bro, Nonny is in... Actually, not too fair. He just turned 22. But he's still in the under 20. He's got to make that jump, bro. He's He's got to. I'm telling you.
I mean,
he's going to get left behind.
Left behind by who?
His age mates. Palmer's his age mate. Saka's his age
Palmer
mate.
Palmer just got called up.
Roden's his age. That's my point. He ain't been called up.
Yeah, but Palmer just got called up.
He got called up in November.
Yeah, he's just been called up this season.
Exactly. Noni hasn't got... Bro, if he doesn't get called up in like the next year, he's going to get left behind.
Okay.
So same with Sancho. Sancho's in trouble as well.
Bro, there's a lot more players that need to be worried than...
Who?
For example, Tammy. Is he getting back in?
Tammy.
He's not.
Is Tammy getting back in?
He's not.
Does he even still play for Roma?
He's injured. But is Tomori coming back? No.
I think Tomori is a Southgate selection problem.
Bro, there's a lot more players.
Then again, Tomori's not starting ahead of Stones or Maguire, realistically.
Maguire shouldn't even be starting.
Maguire turns up every major tournament. The proof is in the pudding, bro. Team of the tournament World Cup, team of the tournament Euros. He always turns up. Why would he get dropped?
Because he's rubbish.
He's not, though. When it matters, he's not. We've all seen it.
So how does it matter for United?
Doesn't.
He's even playing rubbish. Better for United now.
Yeah, he's improving. He's improving. Remember he was getting on that stick last season and came back.
Yeah, man. He didn't I was going to say bitch, but I just said it anyway. Like other players.
Mm.
Do you know what I'm saying? Took the stick. And you know what I'm saying? Like, look at him now. He's fighting for his position.
Yo, Ramsdale's actually finished.
Yeah, he is, though.
That's actually sad. I'm not going to lie.
He's not playing another game.
He's not playing another game.
He knows that as well, man.
And he lost his place at like half time in a game, though.
Oh, you're talking about the England game?
No, I'm talking about overall.
Oh, first. But did he start in the England game?
I don't know. I'm pretty sure it was Pickford.
Oh.
But I'm saying when Raya first came on.
Oh, yeah.
Ramsdale got subbed off at half time.
Yeah.
And I don't think he played since in a Prem game, unless it's Brentford, because obviously Raya's on loan.
Yeah.
Against his parent club. Yeah. Ah. Euros. Olympics, something else was going on. I can't remember.
When?
Summer. Euros, Olympics. Olympics is local.
Olympics is this year?
Yeah. I think it's in France or Germany.
I think it's Germany. I thought it was Germany, I'm not going to lie. France?
It's one of them. I know it's local.
I thought it was Germany, I won't even know. I'll be real, the Olympics don't hit no more.
It's because Usain Bolt retired.
No, but like, there's no...
You carried the Olympics, though.
Nah, but like, even then, like...
Paris.
It's in Paris?
Yeah, it's in Paris, still.
What's in Germany this year, then? Euros?
Where are the Euros?
Where is the Euros?
Is the Euros this year?
Bro, yeah, man, what are you talking about?
Bro, I was talking to a guy at work, and he was trying to tell me it's next year.
What?
Nah, man.
I was telling him, bro, it's this year. Is Euros in Germany?
Yeah.
Yeah, one of them was Germany, yeah.
That's a Germany, the home country.
And they beat France the other day. That's crazy.
Yeah, 2-0.
Kroos just came out of retirement. Straight assist within 8 seconds.
Wait, he ain't retired from Roman like football. It was just, no. Just
international.
Okay.
Yeah, they got a few players though, won't lie.
I think someone's going to hit this year, you know.
It's got to.
I think someone's going to hit. I think everyone's going to be outside.
The last summer we had like this was 2021, isn't it? Because there was Euros. I believe there was Olympics.
Bro, the last Euros was not 3 years ago, was it?
It was 2021, bro. I'm telling you. Because remember, it was supposed to be 2020.
But yeah, it's true.
Oh, yeah.
I think
about World Cup. World Cup was when? December. 2 years. Or last year.
December, just gone. No. December 2020. Whoa.
2022.
Yeah.
When Messi...
Yeah. Yeah, that word... Word. How's time?
Now time
gone?
Is that's flying, so bro. Time
actually
is flying.
It was like 4 or 5 months ago. I said it's
time is flying.
15 months. We're even in March, bro.
Bro,
March
time
to
is
what?
Flying.
March the 24th. Next week is April.
Oh my days, man! You know when you just get a message that just ruins your whole headspace. I'm trying to get something, and the price I'm seeing. Ruining my headspace, bro. But yeah, summer. I'm actually looking forward to the summer still.
Did I manage to book Topgolf?
Oh,
goodness gracious.
What date?
No, bro. Calm down, bro.
What would you have thought if you said, have I booked Topgolf?
I would have thought day as well.
No. I'm not. Bro, Bro, this narrative needs to just slow all the way down.
Which narrative?
About date, T9, date, no.
I don't think I've said it
in a while. I don't mind a date. You haven't said what?
I don't think I've said it in a while.
What did he say yesterday? You saw the chat, bro. What did he say yesterday? What did I even say?
I have no clue.
It's escaping my memory.
You've forgotten. I said, you said, can we record yesterday? I said, I'm not free from 6 onwards. What's the first thing you said?
Oh, yeah, true.
Another date.
Another date? Oh, you went on a date? I'm confused.
Bro, life is for living, isn't it?
And only the alive can live.
It's true. Sometimes you gotta go on a date, man. You know what I mean?
That's crazy.
Take time off work. Take time off all the more serious things and just go blow off some steam. You know what I mean?
That's what my summer's for this year, boy.
Do you get it?
Oh, my gosh.
There's no structure to the summer, though.
No, it's annoying still. But I was talking to someone, they were like, I was like, yeah, obviously, because obviously when I'm working, there is no summer, per se, because you're always working.
Wow.
Do you know what I mean? There's actually no summer. And I'm glad guys are now starting to realise that, because I joined the workspace early on. Guys were still enjoying life. Do you know what I mean? Like, on a Wednesday, guys are trying to say, yo, let's go to cinema or let's go goals. I'm like, what? Wednesday, bro, I have to be in work at 9 a.m. 9 a.m. Do you know what I mean? But now, personally, I feel like in the summer, we're still going to link up on weekdays.
We will.
We're just going to firm it, really.
It's just going to be after 5 p.m.
Yeah, we'll see after 5, but like, we're going to stay out. I think this summer, I think everyone's actually at the stage of like, it's either they're working or they're doing something between those hours, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
So, I think most stuff will be after 5. But, like, waking up the next day for work is just going to be a bit long now.
Unless you call in, can't call in sick too many times. You see that thing where people say when they move job, suddenly they've got 4 new grandparents. 4 new excuses. 4 new excuses to say, grandparents. Grandparents ill still. I need a few days.
I'm going to go, I don't think I've called off sick more than once. In my new role. In my new role. I don't think I've called off more than once.
Yeah, but then you've taken off like 1 week at a time. That kind of offsets it. You get it?
Right, I think I've taken off a week like
twice. Exactly.
But so like it's that's a week.
10 days.
No, but it's a week because there's like a bank holiday or something.
There wasn't in October.
Is that when I took it?
When the wedding, there wasn't a bank holiday around that time.
No, that week I had just had to use it because my renewal was running out.
Yeah. You had to use your days up.
Yeah, I had to use my days up because obviously the last 2 weeks of December there's like bare bank holidays and stuff like bare because of the Christmas New Year.
Yeah.
So then November, I can't remember. I think it was between October and November that I used it and I had like maybe like 12 days or something. So that's when I used the 2 weeks in it.
You did 1 week in October. 1 week
in October and then something maybe like 3 days in November. Yeah. So, I had to just use up.
There's a 4 day bank. 4 day weekend coming up?
Yeah.
Good Friday, Easter Monday. Next week.
Oh yeah, that's next week.
And there's no plans. You see what I mean? There's no structure.
But Easter Monday? Yeah. Or is it not just bank holiday Monday?
Is it not called Easter Monday, bro?
Oh yeah, you're right.
I don't know.
You've never heard the term Easter Monday?
Is it Easter Monday? I thought it was Easter Sunday.
Yeah, the day after.
Is it Easter Monday?
Yes, bro.
What the hell is Easter Monday?
You might never heard of Good Friday, Easter Sunday, Easter Monday.
Heard of Good Friday.
I heard of Good Friday and Easter Monday. I ain't never in my life. Yes, Easter Monday.
Gaslight.
Why did I think Easter was...
It's April Fool's Day.
What, on Monday?
Yeah, 1st of April, April Fool's.
Yeah, it's got multiple names, isn't it?
Why did I think Easter was April?
What?
Sorry?
Yeah.
Why did you think Easter was April?
Yeah, why am I thinking that Easter is April?
This is not last week we mentioned Lent.
Yeah, so.
What?
What? Fair enough, true.
Oh my God.
I hate that we call it 420.
I don't call it 420.
What'd you call it? 20th of April.
Word. 20th of April, fam. 420. Hyde Park. You not see what happened like 2 years ago, fam?
No.
No.
He used to run and riot with the Shanks.
Oh, yeah. Man. I swear that was like there was meant to be something going down that day.
Beef?
Yeah. Like on social media, you hear like of like there's the link up spot on 420 coming.
From when thousands of people from London are linking up at Hyde Park, something's bound to go down. Do you get me? There's bound to be someone that doesn't like someone, and then someone's charged, and then someone does something they're not supposed to do. Like that's why I don't like going to them sort of places, man.
Wait, what's on the 22nd?
No stability.
What's Earth Day?
Sorry?
Earth Day.
I'm not gonna lie, there's bare days.
There's bare days in this calendar that I don't know. St. George's Day.
Yeah, there's St. Patrick's Day as well.
I don't know when that is. Is that here or is that just not in Ireland? Oh, they celebrate in Ireland. We don't.
Yeah.
Do you see what they were saying about the flag on the England kit? Yeah. As well as St. George's. Have you seen the England kit at the back of the England kit?
No.
Basically, it's supposed to be like the normal red St. George's cross, like the England flag. Yeah. But they've changed the colours to something. I thought it was the pride thing.
LGBTQ.
But yeah, I thought it was that, but apparently it's not. But it's like, they just change the colours and everyone's been going mad. Even Rishi Sunak commented on it.
So where's the England flag?
It's not on there. Like, they just changed the colours. Search out there, just changed the colours.
I saw it.
Rishi Sunak was like, yo, don't mess with the England flag. Don't mess with
did
the
he
England
flag. Yeah,
he actually said that. He actually said that.
Kit's nice though, won't
I? Yeah, I actually like the kit this year. I hated the one before, the whole blue gradient thing. I thought that was disgusting.
This?
Yeah.
On the back of it though, what are you showing me?
He's looking at the kit.
No. It's on the back of it. So
you're looking for the flag?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's on the neck.
There's nothing there.
That might not be the actual match kit then. Let me try to check.
Oh yeah, I think it says replica.
And I think even Harry Kane said something about it as well. He didn't like it. No one likes it.
So are they going to change it?
I think they might have to. They've got time before the Euros, so I think they might have to.
Yeah, look.
It's kind of cold though.
Yeah, it's been red.
Yeah, don't do that. What are you doing?
Who even green light that?
Yeah, how do you green light that? What are you doing?
It's like,
I did not see a damn thing about this online. Man said they changed it to that. That is weird still. No can do, buddy. Please change that. But then again, am I going to buy an England jersey? No.
No.
I've never bought one.
But you know what? After seeing that England-Brazil game yesterday, it was like, the quality in Brazil was not the same. I was just looking at them thinking, yo, this team is mid.
Yeah, but that was bound to happen, though.
But we lost.
We lost, but that was bound to happen.
No, but that's England for you.
Yeah.
That's the manager for you.
No, that's England.
Yeah. That's look England. At the, bro, on paper, everyone knows, like, we've got more or less, like, the best 11 in the world.
Yes,
we do, man.
We have the best group of players. 100%.
Name me a better midfield. Rice, Bellingham, Foden. Look at the ability amongst those three players. They ain't even got to Saka and Kane yet. What other midfield can match that?
France.
What's their midfield?
Let me think about it.
Too many.
Camavinga.
It's going to be Rabiot as well. He's mid.
Yeah, but we don't play Foden. We play Gallagher. We play Gallagher or we play Phillips.
Phillips is not coming back for the Euros.
Or we play Henderson.
Henderson's not coming back for the Euros.
Yeah, but
Henderson will come back for the Euros.
He's not going to play. He's not going to start games.
He will. What? He will.
This guy's trying to fool himself by saying Foden.
Henderson's going to start in the Euros.
He will play games.
Okay, so who's
going to
be on the bench?
Foden's
going to be on the bench.
Foden's not going to be on the bench, bro. He's playing on the wing. Foden is playing on the wing. Yes. He'll play on the left wing.
That makes no sense.
It won't work out, but he'll play. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, he'll be there for crosses. Saka will be there for cutting in.
But Henderson's definitely starting.
No.
Now, our England midfield is not what you think it is.
Well, if someone with a brain plays the right 11, the midfield can be
quality. Foden doesn't even play cam for Man City.
He does. He drifts.
He literally starts on the right.
He's central most of the game.
His best position's on the right.
But he's always in the middle.
Wait, who plays? Oh, yeah. Is Bernardo in the midfield?
Again, drifts.
Yeah, it is. Yeah,
but Bernardo
don't stay on the wing all game. No, none of them do that.
Bernardo can actually play like the 8/10 role.
So I can Foden.
Ish. I mean, we don't see Foden playing there.
What do you mean?
I think Foden it's just playing. Us lot that want to put him there, but we don't see him playing there.
I can see him playing there. He's played well for England there before. In friendlies, though.
Anyways, intro. Welcome to the What We Saying pod. It's your boy, Hustle Hustler. You're joining my co-host, T9 in the building.
What are you saying?
You're also joining my other co-host, the man behind the scenes, the man behind the camera. He has no face, but he has a name. His name is Benzo Ape.
Yo.
What are you saying?
Make sure you lot like, comment, and subscribe. Send this to your people.
Polls.
Yeah, react, interact with the polls as well, man.
Check that. People aren't commenting anymore, man. You lot are commenting less and less and less under the episodes. Don't know what's going on.
Maybe they don't like us anymore.
Damn.
Nah, I'm joking.
Life comes at you fast.
For real. But yeah, nah, I hope you lot enjoy this episode, innit?
I got those socks.
Oh, okay.
I was even thinking, like,
what that they're yours?
Word, isn't that? You're gonna lick my socks, fam. That's crazy.
What do you say?
You heard what I said, bro.
No, I beg repeat.
No, I'm not repeating myself.
Do you say my name?
No. Did you hear me?
There we go.
I've never made that mistake. Actually, I made that mistake before. I don't think I've ever made that mistake before.
I don't know.
I can't remember. You been gym today?
No, I don't go on Sundays.
I go today.
I went like 6 times though this week.
What? So you've been every day?
I went like 6 times this week.
So you've been every day?
No, I didn't go today.
Bro, I don't have time for this guy today, man.
No, I went twice yesterday. Yeah. I went twice yesterday because I did legs in the morning with a bit of cardio. Then I went in the evening because I had Chinese twice.
Chinese twice?
Yeah, I did yesterday and on Friday. So I was like, yo.
So I did that, to be fair.
Let me burn card. Let me do cardio because I'm trying to shred now.
Mm.
It's a bit early, but I'm just doing light shredding.
It's not even early. It depends on your body, innit? Some might take longer to shred than others.
I've never been shredded, so I don't know what it would look like, innit?
When are you looking to be shredded by?
That's what I'm saying. I'm just doing it now. Like, I ain't moderate. I'm not watching my eating like that, but I'm just do cardio, see if I can lose a bit of body fat, see how I look really. If I start looking smaller, then I'll probably just go back to what I was doing.
You will, though.
Huh?
You will, though. You will look smaller because you'll lose body fat.
Yeah, but like...
You won't lose muscle, innit? But you'll lose
mass. Not significantly smaller, though.
Not significantly smaller, but you'll look... smaller than you looked before and it'll be visible. Well, obviously it depends how much you shred, innit?
Yeah, I don't need to be super lean, but like just enough so that my abs can actually be on show.
I don't know what it is. I don't really care for abs. I just care to not be fat. That makes sense.
I don't need it to be like proper shredded, but like at least you can see. I don't need to tense for you to see it because right now I have to tense. And it's barely there. You can still see the body fat. So,
what's the healthy amount of body fat you're supposed to have? Is it like 16% or something?
If it's 16%, I don't like it because that's what I have now.
I don't even know what percent I have. I know footballers have like some stupid amount.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe what like I have.
10%,
8% or something.
Something like that. No, yeah, so I'm definitely trying to shed. I'm still trying to gain muscle, so we'll see what I do there.
Oh, gym.
Yeah, I've been just moving rough recently, man. I ain't got a gym in God knows how long.
Yeah, why?
I'm not going anywhere.
You don't need to go anywhere, though.
No, I realised that I was spending bread on trims. Like, I would get a trim like every, like... I was getting trimmed like every 8 days.
Yeah, but you were being reckless, though. You were walking in about an appointment.
No, so most times... Like, most times I have an appointment, yeah, but the odd occasion is like, oh, there's a motive that came out, the night before, the day before, is like, or even came out on the day, I'm like, yeah, cool. Let me test my luck, and obviously it works, innit, but...
Not gonna lie, summer is the time to be getting trims more or less, like, every 10 days, innit? Because there will be something that comes up.
No, you gotta tell me in advance. I ain't doing no short.
Yeah, but some, you know how summer is, though? Like, it'll be a Thursday night, Friday morning, there's no motive, suddenly, Friday night, oh yeah, we're going here tomorrow, Saturday night, you ain't got a trim booked.
That's when I walk in.
Then you'll start spending bread again.
No, I ain't got a problem with spending the bread.
Okay.
I just need someone to go for me to... Because there was a time where I got a trim. I had nowhere to go. And it's like, why did I get this? Yeah, I look nice, but like... What? You just spent money to look nice.
That's the main
thing. To go nowhere. Nah, man.
Yeah, that's the main thing.
No, I just...
Look good, feel good, fam.
No, I feel good still. I feel good. It's just I'm rough, innit? Right now. And I'm not even I'm not even rough. Like, because now that I actually take care of my hair, like, it's just...
Oh, you put stuff in it?
Yeah, I put stuff in my hair every day now.
Every day?
Yeah, whether it be a curling cream or just water and rosemary oil.
I remember when I wanted to use Escal. My parents didn't let me use it, fam.
Escal didn't even work on my hair.
What? How?
I swear that didn't work.
You did it right, though.
I don't know. It didn't work.
I know it burns,
innit? Bare people don't do it right. Like, there's a whole procedure to getting Escals.
I was scared as hell when
I thought you just had to put it in and then wash it out.
It'll make your hair curly, but, like, to make it look have that look, I think you have to, like, apply heat, something. Heat. Like,
do you do it?
No.
You never done it once in your life?
No. I've used the Escal cream. I never properly tried to get Escals.
No, yeah. That was a period where I was like, yo, let me try and get this. But it didn't work for me still. But I feel like it helps with my waves.
Waves, you know.
Yeah. I feel like it helped with my waves, small, with the texture of my hair.
Waves is years back.
No, yeah, I would never get waves again.
Yeah, I don't think I would. I'd go low, but I would never get waves. Like, go low, but I'd never get waves again. Yeah, I'm just not... I don't want to ever put that much effort into my hair again.
I'm scared I will make your hairline recede.
I always used to hear that.
Yeah. But I used to hear that as well.
Because all the brushing, innit?
Yeah, I feel like that will cause it to recede and all that. Well, I ain't trying to do raise. But yeah, low cut soon. If anything, I have a low cut right now.
First.
Should I just show you, man?
Show the world, innit?
No, he doesn't.
Show the world. Mm-hmm.
All right, touch my head.
Don't you dare touch my head. Low cut. A low key can't even manage it. Imagine it. Christ.
To me?
Yeah, I can't imagine
I can't imagine it now.
Because it's been so many years.
Yeah, it's been long.
What was it? 20?
I don't even know.
The last time I remember you having a low cut was when lockdown. Yeah, lockdown, innit? I think. Yeah, lockdown.
I had a low cut in our second year house.
That's lockdown.
2020. Yeah, lockdown, yeah.
Did you?
Yeah, I did. I had it for my birthday.
Oh, yeah. Because a picture came up on my phone.
I on my birthday. So that's January in that apartment. So that was like 2020.
One.
Yeah.
Yeah. Moved in October 2020.
Yeah.
So January 2020.
But I grew out in that year as well. So.
You lot see people out in Miami?
I'm out here in Miami.
Is it spring break?
Yeah.
All fair errors.
But I'm hearing it's not all that's made out to be.
I don't know. I haven't really paid attention to what's going on in Miami. I've seen a few creators, obviously I got a friend there. But I ain't really taking it in like that.
Yeah, apparently the feds made restrictions on a certain
area. Yeah, I saw that. I thought it was actually cancelled. I didn't know that people still go. But I'm seeing a lot of people have gone there still. I've seen a lot of creators as well from America collabing with UK people.
Yeah, same.
Where?
In Miami.
Swear?
Yeah.
Oh, I saw that girl that's always with Kaisenat.
Yeah, Zoe.
She's jokes though.
These New York girls though.
Yeah. I don't even know what the word is.
A bit somehow still.
Like, abrasive. Full on.
Huh?
Aggressive.
Abrasive. So, yeah. Whatever that means, yeah. Yeah, bro, they're kind of somehow still. At first I thought it was a joke, but I think it's actually just New York girls.
It could be said for London girls though.
No.
If you're outside of London, bro, and you come to London.
You see that one clip of Zoe? I've not seen one.
I'm not saying New York, I'm not saying they're the same. I'm just saying like for like. Like if you're not from New York, then you're probably like a bit more soft than New York girls. And then say for London, if you're not from London, then you're a bit more soft than London girls.
Yeah, okay. I get it. Like if you're trying to say where's the New York in UK,
it's here.
You say London.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah. In that respect, that makes sense. Yeah. But in terms of being direct,
I'm not gonna lie, they're just a bit different still. I won't even lie.
Did you see that clip of my man talking about the British accent doesn't push out in America? Like everyone says it does.
Oh, Lord, yeah.
And then everyone in the comments was like,
bro, they've been on him.
Depends on the person.
Yeah, it does depend on the person.
It depends on the person, but they've been on him, though.
What do you expect, though?
No, about his accent, though.
Yeah, that he sounds like a bit fresh or something.
Yeah, I never took it in, though. I never really...
You never heard it?
Like, obviously, I've heard it. Obviously, he's been on social for the time, but like, I just never took it in like that. I never really took him as fresh. I don't know.
Not fresh, but if you wanted to hear a London accent, you wouldn't...
You wouldn't hear his.
You wouldn't hear his.
Yeah, that's... Yeah.
Do you get it? You wouldn't hear his. There's a little twang in there somewhere. I don't know where it's from, but...
But even... I don't think I have an accent.
What do you mean, accent?
Like... I wouldn't go there and say, oh yeah, I have the London accent.
You wouldn't
what,
say that.
What is the London accent?
But someone will say it to you.
Yeah, obviously I have a London accent to someone from America, obviously, but like, in London, they'll say I talk.
Like everyone else?
Now like, okay, how did my French used to say it to me? They used to say, why am I talking this ghetto English?
Yeah, you have an urban accent.
Urban accent, that's what I have. Okay, fair enough.
But everyone...
Everyone does.
Exactly. If you're the whole community speaks the same way.
But how am I going to, like, if I now go and talk there, what am I going to say? Oh, yeah, how do I even, I don't even know what I should say.
Do you get it? That's why no one thinks we've got an
beans
accent.
On toast. Is that, what accent was that?
Nah, that's what, them lot always talk about, tea and crumpets.
No one should come to me and say, do you eat crumpets? Like, what are you saying? I don't even think they even sell crumpets like that.
At a cafe they do. I ain't been cafe in time.
Crumpets. Like, I used to eat crumpets when I was like 10, 11. I ain't ate a crumpet in years.
With a butter and jam.
Yeah, I just ate it with butter, to be fair.
Do I need scones?
Yeah.
Like what?
Scones. Don't say scones.
It's either or.
It's scones.
I'm so sure it's either or.
It's scones, bro.
I've never in my life heard scones. It's what? Scones.
How is it scones? It's scones, bro.
It's scones.
How are you saying
you just
scones?
Said it's either or.
It's not either.
That's how I say it, though.
It's what, scones,
scones,
isn't
it? Scones.
Scones. Scones.
Scones.
Scones.
Scones. Yeah, look, posh people definitely say scone, but ultimately both are valid.
Okay, posh people say scones.
Yeah.
Scones. Scones. Nah, they say scones, bro.
Scones.
Isn't it scones? Pass me the scones.
So Jeffrey. If you went to America, is that how you talk?
Scones.
Scones. Yeah, pass me the scones. No. That is so meaty.
Ah.
Do I eat scones though? Like the plain one, I can't eat it with raisin.
Ugh, I don't like raisins. What's that? What's that bread? I forgot the name of that bread. It's got like a cross on it, and it's got raisins in it.
Hot cross buns.
Hot cross buns. That's it.
Nah, we used to eat some meaty food. I don't even like. We used to eat some
hot
meaty
cross buns.
Food.
Are nice. What are you talking about?
You like raisins?
I love raisins.
Yeah, cooked.
I used to actually get those so small cooked. Packs of raisins. I used to love
raisins.
Yeah, bro. They're so nice. They are so nice. What are you talking about?
What's the song with hot crisp buns?
I have no clue, my guy.
Is it a primary school song?
Yeah.
It's like a church song, so I don't know.
So you do know. So you do
I
know
of it, but I can't remember it at
but,
all.
No. It's all right.
What do you mind know about primary school bangers? What's my favourite one? Flipping broccoli and beans. Come on. What do you know about that?
What is that?
What? You might never heard that song.
What is
no.
that?
They'll know in the comments, no cap. Broccoli and beans.
I promise you they won't.
I think they will.
I promise you they won't.
What did you man sing in primary? What, Kumbaya and that?
No,
yes.
I didn't sing
yes.
that. You didn't sing Kumbaya? So where did you go, bruv?
Went to Catholic primary school.
So what did you sing?
Catholic songs. Hymns.
Sing hymns? So, hymns in primary?
Yes, bro.
That's crazy.
Oh, what's a hymn? What's
hymns
a Catholic
flipping,
hymn? Oh, what was the Catholic?
Hark the Heralds and that, yeah?
That's Christmas.
That's still Christmas. A hymn, though. That's still a hymn.
I don't know if it is or not.
Facts,
I don't know.
It's a Christmas hymn.
Probably is.
Man, no actually cow. Named it Christmas.
No, like, Hark the Heralds. Wait. Hark the Heralds.
Like, glory to the newborn king.
That's the same song, though.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
That is not one of the hymns you would sing.
I can't remember any hymns.
I can't remember any.
Hark the Herald's Angels Sing was regarded as one of the great four Anglican hymns.
Yeah, Christmas hymn. It's a Christmas one.
No one even said Christmas there, bro. Great four Anglican hymns. See, hymns. I used to sing hymns in secondary every week still.
To be fair, I sang it in assembly as well. You sing hymns in assembly. In the, yeah.
Kumbaya, broccoli and beans. What's
that one? I actually can't remember any. I got no clue. I can't think of one. I'm just trying to think of even Catholic songs.
Can't even remember. Were you man in school plays?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, You didn't have a choice.
What?
In primary school.
You didn't have a choice?
In primary school.
What's primary school? Everyone in the class was in the play.
Yes, bro. You did not have a choice.
Every single person?
Yes, bro.
How big was the stage?
Everyone had a part to play. Like, they either you're on stage, or even if you're on stage, you'll be like a main character, or you'd be like a freaking tree or something like that. Like, or you'd be like the underground, the extras. Backstage team, yeah. Moving sets and stuff like that. You didn't have a choice in primary school. I'm so sure that's how it is for a lot of people. You had a choice to be in a play in primary school.
I don't think there was a choice, but I don't remember everyone being in the play, though.
Nah, everyone was always in the play in our one.
Because
I can't remember. Nah, my memory's bad. I know I was in the play, though. I was Zeus.
Zeus?
Whatever play that was.
I don't know what play that was, but I was Zeus.
What play is that? What film is that from? Percy Jackson, eh?
No, we didn't do Percy Jackson, though. Come on.
No, it's just Greek, nah, it's just Greek mythology.
It was Greek mythology, yeah.
What's the name of the play, though?
Who, me?
Yeah.
I got no clue.
Zeus.
Well, I know, yeah, I got no clue.
Did you have a lightning bolt?
I had a lightning bolt. I had to do a rap.
A rap?
Yeah, I could probably say it right now.
Go on.
I'm Zeus. I'm the master. I'm like an arrow from the...
You're like a what?
What? Whoa, you're like a what?
I'm Zeus. I'm the master. I'm like an arrow from the bow, but I'm faster. I'm the leader of the pack, so you better watch your back or you face a Zeus attack. I'm back.
Why do you remember that?
Bro, you know there's certain things you just remember from primary school. And I had to drill that in my head.
I said Zeus rap.
Oh my days. Now I actually need to... Because of that rap, I'll get a play.
It sounds like a real rap, though. I won't even lie to you.
Bro, that's how quality I was. I wrote it.
Makes sense, though.
Let me write that in.
Did you get an applause on that?
Of course.
Bez.
I'm like an arrow.
I wonder what it's like to do Broadway.
But I'm fast. I have no. What's the name of the thing that's in theaters right now?
For the Black Boys.
Yeah. You actually should go watch that.
Yeah, someone said that to me the other day. It stops in May, apparently.
Huh?
It stops in May. It's finishing in May.
Do you know what's crazy? They actually brought it back again.
Yeah, so to miss it this time would just be a.
Yeah, to miss it, yeah, it's crazy still. Well,
if it stops in May. Kind of have to look at booking tickets soon because
I heard the tickets aren't even that expensive.
Yeah, I literally saw like £30 for certain.
Oh, the play was called Go for Gold. Oh, yeah, some Olympics thing. Yeah.
Olympics? Oh, yeah, because the first Olympic was held in Athens, innit?
Oh, my days. Yes, that's what it was.
Yeah,
that's what it was. Yeah, that's what it was.
That makes sense, though.
Did you lot see some girl?
I thought you were going to say Simone Biles getting married.
What?
I don't know, I saw that clip on TikTok. You didn't see it?
No.
Swear.
Bro, I don't think I've been on socials this week, you know, like that. Because I didn't see nothing. I didn't see what he mentioned about the England kit. I didn't see that either.
Actually, no, I might have just seen just the wedding clip, but Simone Biles' wedding clip was in there as well.
Was she not married already?
Yeah, she was married, but the way the clip came across was like, it was bare couples that got married recently.
Oh.
So I was under the impression that she got married recently. Then I deeped, now she got married time ago.
No, I didn't see that still. I was talking about one girl that was talking about how she went to go see her link or whatever.
Mm.
She went to go see her link, yeah. This was late. It must have been like, it was just late, innit? Yeah, she went to go see her link. And obviously, when it's late, obviously, when you're going to go and see a link, obviously, you want to do some dirty stuff, innit? So, she must have told the guy, oh, yeah, I'm on my period. And Duke said, yeah, you got a cut. And, yeah, apparently she has to walk home or whatever.
Walk?
Apparently it was just late. It was on Croydon or something. I think it was Croydon, yeah. She had to go to her friend's house, innit? But, yeah, on Twitter, they were just saying, like, how guys are, like, wastemen and all that.
Wait, so... don't shoot me here. I'm going to play devil's advocate. Cool. So she linked him at a late time, the late hours of the night. Knowing her situation, on the way to do some dirty stuff, and then when it came down to it, she then proceeded to let him know that she can't partake in said dirty stuff.
Yes. Yes. Now, when I saw it, yeah, I'm going to hold my hands up. When I saw it, I didn't laugh at her. I laughed at how guys are. Because...
Oh, man.
I know a lot of guys in it.
Yeah.
From our younger days, if a girl tells you she's on her we're not linking. So.
No, but clearly she wasn't trying to get down and dirty, though.
Because yeah, but
why
like,
did she go in the first place then?
That's what I don't know. I think she just wanted. You know, sometimes the girls just see it as like, oh yeah, let me go chill with this guy. But like, if it's not that, then we aren't chilling.
Maybe they weren't on the same page.
Yeah, I don't think they were on the same
page. Maybe he thought he was getting someone, she just wanted to go chill.
Yeah.
Which happens a lot, I can't lie. That's what I've heard.
Sad, man.
Sad.
I don't think it's sad.
It's not sad, it's part of the game.
I think it's just like, people were trying to say like, oh, well done, like you've avoided, basically saying like you've avoided a madman or whatever. Like basically kicking her out and all that is basically a madman. Yeah,
that's wild, I'm not going to lie. Kicking her out, let me not say kicking her out at night time. Kicking her out overall is peak still, I'm not going to lie.
I don't think so.
You'd kick her out. Just make her walk.
No.
Because she's not. Okay, let me not even make
see.
I stop myself.
I don't think it's mad because, like, what are we doing here? You're not sleeping over.
Yeah. So
what are we doing here?
Yeah. You can ask that question.
Yeah, but like, if once I've got my answer, you gotta go. That's literally how it was. Like this. Think about in uni, for example. Yeah. If it's not your girlfriend or the girl you're dating or talking to, and it's not your like your actual serious someone. Nine times out of ten, you're going home. You're not sleeping over.
Yeah.
So that's just how I'm seeing it from a guy in uni. Obviously, that guy's macho. That guy's like in his 30s or whatever.
Uh-huh.
Like, if you're not sleeping over, so go home. So, like, I don't see it as I had to walk home. I think, like, you got to go, but get your cab home, innit? I personally, I don't see it as deep.
See, this is where it's about delivery.
Yeah,
how he said it definitely matters. Because if he's like, "Yeah, cool, yeah, you got a goal still,"
yeah, then that's deep, lie, bro. That's deep.
But then if he was like, "All right, cool, so I'm not gonna lie, I'm not sure what we're doing here. I'm a bit tired, so I can pick your cab if you want." That already sounds better.
Why would he have to pay for the cab?
Huh?
Why would he have to pay for the cab? What if you pay for a cab in?
He might have, but he's dropping. Really?
Like, obviously, if you
pay for her cab for her to come into your car, and you're gonna pay for her cab home as well. Why don't you pick her up? Is she far?
Bro, like,
that's a stretch.
Bro, like, okay, cool. Again, I'm just gonna think about how in uni it was in it for guys.
Yeah, but uni, you've got a crib.
Not specific. Yeah, that's what it was. It was a crib.
But like, oh, why did I think it was a car?
I don't know.
It was a crib. Bro.
Swear.
What did he kick her out of?
The car.
Like,
that's what I was thinking. Wait, what?
No.
Did you not say car?
No.
Man.
Is that where your brain is at?
Well, like, nah, that's what I'm thinking. Like, he's widening like two, like what?
No, it was this crib.
Oh, okay.
And I was saying sleeping over what? Sleeping over in the car?
Yeah, I've had 2 hours sleep. I can't lie to you, bro.
No, yeah, like
recalibrate.
Like. No, so like if it's like a union thing now, yeah, and it's just like a link, but like not your serious like a girl you're taking serious like just a link. You don't know what it is when you see each other.
Yeah,
and she says, oh, I'm on my we're not on the same page. So now I've got to show you the page we're on.
Yeah.
Because if I now let you chill and we're now watching movies, we're chilling together, that's now taking it to a whole new level. Do you know what I mean? That's now raw. I was going to say we're kicking it, but like,
yeah.
Do you get what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, well, now that's what we're on. When really, it's this. But a guy's now, this is how it goes when I say, oh, he's selling her dreams because they're doing X, Y, and Z. I've been to his house. I've been on my period. And obviously, he still let me chill. We're watching movies. He ordered us food. That sounded like a relationship.
Sounds like a nice evening still.
Huh? What did you say?
It sounds like a nice evening still.
Nah, not with someone that's a da-da-da. You know
yeah, 100%.
If you like her, then yeah.
If that's your girl, missus, like your girl.
Yeah,
bro, you can do that all the time. I have no issue with that. Do you know what I mean? But because obviously girls are always going to be on their periods every month. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Unless, obviously, to get, but
who knows? Maybe you kicked her out because you had, plan B.
Yeah, exactly.
Potentially still.
Do you know what I mean? So that's why I'm like, I just know how guys are. This is actually just how guys are. That's why I found it funny. But obviously, the girl that sent it to me, obviously didn't find it funny that I was laughing. Do you know what I mean? So, do you get it? She was like, what's funny? I'm like, yo, it's kind of funny, isn't it? Like, that's just how guys are. But yeah, like, for me, I don't think it was that. I personally don't think it was that deep. I think the story she said was like, oh, he kicked me out and I had to walk in Croydon at this time. I was like,
can you not get Uber?
You could have got an Uber.
Get an Uber.
You could have got an Uber. I don't think you had to. She just walked to her friend's house in Croydon. So she didn't walk home or anything. She walked to her friend's house, which was like 5 minutes away.
Okay. So that's her own choice.
It's her choice. That's do you know what I mean? Choice. But like, obviously, social media song, like, oh, yeah, like, well, how can he make you walk in this time? Men are just evil, because why are you making a girl walk in Croydon? It's dangerous, blah, blah. It's a tough one, isn't it? Like, for me,
it's not even tough. I'm not gonna lie. It's just about how you say it.
Yeah, I think the delivery is part of it, really. But then she should obviously know from that point, it's either A or cut. You know what I mean? It's either we keep doing, we're either knacking and that's it, or you get me?
I feel like this might not be the situation, but a lot of the time, a guy will tell a girl, listen, it's this, it's not that. And she'll be like, cool, I'm cool with this. And then she'll have it in her mind that
He'll change
and he'll start to like her. Mm. And then she'll come to his crib on her reds and he'll just want to chill because he might like her in the future.
Whereas he said from the start,
man's not on that. Now you're shocked that he's moving.
How like that,
And you're calling him evil when he just stayed the same. It's like, don't really make sense.
That's the thing. That's what, like, when it comes to feelings and all that, guys can literally, it's either we're feelings or we're not. Yeah. Whereas girls, I think some can do the whole, they're not doing feelings, but the majority.
That's rare though, man.
When there's frequent talking or whatever,
yeah,
feelings is coming. Feelings is coming for sure.
I mean, he could have got her a cab though. I don't see why not. Depends. He's not getting what he wanted, but I mean,
if she leaves, if he tells her like, oh, like you have to go in it, like, do you know what I'm saying? It's not what, like, you're not. Yeah, if he just tells her he has to go and she leaves straight away,
then
I would assume she has a way to get her in it. You know what I'm saying? If she said, can I book my cab here? I'd be like, yeah, cool.
And then, like, to be fair, like, if she's now leaving, this is what I think is a bit different, because when she's leaving now, yeah, I might be like, oh, if she's just packing herself and I can see it's like, oh, right, there's a bit of tension now. I might try to eat and be like, oh, like, how you going? Like, where are you going? Are you going home? Or like, how you getting?
That's convo though, man.
No, I would ask that as well.
I feel like,
though, but I feel like she's walking it more time.
Yeah, but like,
so like, you don't really care. Like, this is just a.
I mean, not in a way you do care.
Yeah,
though,
you do care.
Like,
you know,
like,
what I'm saying,
bro, like, where are you going? Like, are you going to the bus stop? Like, if she says, oh yeah, I'm gonna just go wait for the bus, I'd be like, that nice part of me. But like,
what do you do then?
Nah, bro. Like, if I'm driving, I might drop her somewhere, innit? Like, okay. Should I drop you at a station? Like. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Like, I'll drop you somewhere at least at the bare. Like, I'm actually not a dickhead, innit?
Yeah.
Like, obviously, when I was younger, maybe I was, but like, because obviously, there's stories that every man has done the whole, oh, yo, my boy's in trouble, I gotta go. That's a dickhead thing, I'll be real. You're a dickhead for that. Nah, you are, but like,
yeah, you are.
You definitely are. Like,
I don't know why I was gonna beat around the
bush. Nah, you definitely are, innit? Like, and most guys can relate to
you
that.
You are still.
You definitely are, but like, now it's like, me personally, I just don't want to come across as like a waste man. In like, cool, I've already done the whole. I probably in that situation, I probably would have done the same thing. I probably said, "Oh, yo, I gotta go somewhere now." So like, obviously, you gotta go in it. So at that point, I probably would have just dropped her like, at a station.
Yeah. See, if you ask her how you get into wherever you're going, and she says I'm walking, and you're like, cool, then it's like, bro, couldn't get her a cab. I wouldn't do that, innit? Especially if it's late, I wouldn't do that, innit?
You wouldn't what? Book the cab or you wouldn't?
I wouldn't let her walk. If she tells me she's walking, I wouldn't let her walk.
Yeah, I don't think a lot of guys would. Actually, let me not even speak for me.
Because that guy let her walk, innit? Exactly, that guy let her walk. But it's like, if she cuts out the yard, like, and she's angry, it's like, what can you do, innit? Like,
I'm not going to chase after
you. I'm not chasing after you. It's like, okay, cool. You know, innit? Like,
simple as that, man.
Because at the end of the day, I've got what I wanted. Like, you're going home, innit? So
if you have a babe around at uni, yeah.
A what?
She's a babe. She's at your accommodation at uni. Let's say you're on like the third floor and that. Is it rude to not walk her downstairs?
No. The hell? You're
safe. That was a quick answer, you know?
You're safe in this. You're in a building. You're safe. Like, bro.
Man said no.
What's going to happen?
You never done that.
No, what's going to happen over two flights of stairs, bro?
It's not about
I can't remember how I was in uni.
Like, That's not about that, though.
It's about what?
I once got...
No, man.
I can't remember.
If you're in the same uni, you're con building.
Nah. No. She lives in a different building.
Oh.
Yeah. Like, she lives, like, 5 minutes away. And her cab's outside. You're not walking her down to the cab. Or you're just going to
shut the door
behind her and, like, yeah, hold it.
It actually depends. Because, like, back in, like, Leicester, all Ocoms were walking distance. Ocoms were walking distance, I'll be real. Like.
Wait, I'm not walking nobody to their Ocom.
Exactly, I'm all doing
no,
that.
I ain't walking nobody.
No, it's in, like,
I'm walking her out of my room to the, yeah. to, like, the exit.
Or at least to the elevator, at least, minimum.
Nah. Nah. Why would I do that?
No, it's not, why not, though?
Like, I say my goodbyes in my room. And be like, do you know what I'm saying? And then just close the door.
I've done both, to be honest.
I can't remember.
Just close the
I'm
door.
I'm trying to think, like, what would I have done?
The hell?
I thought I'd shut the door.
I know that I used to always go downstairs to get them.
Yeah, because you couldn't let them in.
Yeah, so you
could. Exactly. So if you could let them in via your room, you wouldn't even go downstairs.
Oh, for sure.
Exactly. Yeah, so why would you now walk them downstairs? They can leave by themselves. There's no issue. There's no issue. I'm sorry.
Do you know what I mean?
I bro, it's not that deep. It's not that deep to not let them to not go downstairs. Yeah, it's not that deep. Because if we live in apartments now.
That's what I was gonna say, yeah. If we live in apartments, we're gonna do that.
You're cutting and I'm shutting my door.
Yeah.
So it's the same thing.
You know the way downstairs.
You actually do know your way downstairs.
The first time though.
Yeah, you came up. You know the way down.
No.
Wait, the first time
she's leaving.
Well, first link with her.
Exactly.
No, you gotta make a good impression.
Come on.
First time.
He's gonna shut the door behind her on the first link.
First link? Yeah.
That's violent, I'm not gonna lie.
It depends on what the girl was here for, innit? If we're just getting to know each other type of thing. But if it's that situation, like the girl on Twitter, then.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Oh yeah, that's the first time.
That's what I'm saying. Like when you're like there's two lanes.
Yeah.
There's two lanes. If you're in lane A and that's I'm trying to get to know you.
You get all the courtesy.
You get all the courtesy of lane A.
Yeah.
Lane B.
So. Oh, so you would do it then. If you like her, you would walk her.
Yeah.
Out. But you wouldn't do it every time, though.
Not every time, no, I can't lie.
Yeah, like if there's not an argument, time. Like in a bit, I'm kind
of. Or, like, you know, even if she's getting more comfortable, jumps, I'm not going to walk you down every single time.
If there's an argument.
Yeah, if there's an argument, yeah, I'm shutting my door in a bit. Shut my door.
Of course, that's standard.
Shut my door.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's the only thing. But I actually can't remember. In uni. I'm even trying to think, Matt, like, what did I do?
What, do you want me to tell you what you did?
No, generally, tell me. I'm sure more time I actually let them... No, bro, I'm not going
to... I can only remember going down to bring them up, but leaving, I don't remember you... I'm not trying to paint you in that way.
I don't remember you
going down to that...
No, generally, I can't...
I don't remember you doing that.
I think the most I would do is go to the elevator. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, I did that.
Story. I'm not going to lie, like, yeah... Friend of mine, I didn't have no relationship in uni, so.
Neither did
I. So
it wasn't really a dat.
Yeah, like.
Yeah.
I'm a first year student. I'm just trying to enjoy my life.
If it was a babe that was being taken seriously, then yeah, things would have changed though.
But it's like, I don't think I ever went downstairs like that, you know. But now that I think about it,
third floor.
Bro, the third floor, we just got the lift, bro. Let's be honest. It wasn't that deep. Just
go downstairs, bro.
Use the lift and go down, didn't it? Yeah, I think I'll just walk them to the elevator at most.
If they don't know where it is.
I was violating though, for not walking down.
Who, by the girl?
Wait, she violated and said what?
She said I violated by not walking her down. After she left.
I mean, did you rate her? Or? Okay.
It wasn't a dat.
So,
what? Or she just felt done wrong.
Did you ever see her again?
Yeah,
so tell her shut up.
There we go.
Like, sometimes, like, don't cause a fight where you're not leaving.
No, but you know, they're emotional, innit? In the moment, they just say how they're feeling, and then...
No, yeah, like, I feel like it was... Like, I get it. I do get it. Like, just walk me downstairs, I get it. But, as Ben just said, not every time.
Yeah, literally, not man.
Sometimes, like, what if I'm playing a game and you want to cut? Like a pro club game. Myth. You're gonna have to.
But how would you be playing a pro clubs game when she's got someone in your room?
Yeah.
No, because we could just be chilling now.
Okay, if you're chilling.
Like, let's say we're now just chilling. Let's say we've been talking, we're watching a movie, we've done everything now. I was like, cool, she's just chilling on her phone. I'm like, all right, cool, I'm going on the PS, like, PS4.
Yeah.
And we're just chilling. Bear in mind, this is first year, so I'm talking about first year. Like, I wasn't first year. Cool. Yeah. If I'm just playing a game now, And she's like, oh, she's going now.
So you're just going to be like, bye. And then she just walks out the door.
Yeah, I'll say bye out the door. Or I'll try and run to the elevator at most. I'm not going downstairs.
First.
Is it a vibe?
Because you only got 1 minute in that pro club lobby. Then you're out of the game.
What? Yeah, true.
Is it a vio if you go to another babe's house? This is still first year uni, innit?
Yeah.
You go to another babe's house, you just say you're spending the night there, innit?
What?
Let's say, okay, it's not that either, but it's in the middle.
I mean, what was the situation?
Yeah.
Talking, but like not seriously.
No, that the overall situation. You go to a babe's house.
You go to her house.
Is this connected to the first scenario?
No.
Oh, it's a complete... I was thinking, oh.
You go to her house.
Yeah.
She wants you to spend the night.
Yeah.
Oh, she wants you to spend the night. Yeah. And?
And you take your P4.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
Is it crazy, though?
Yes.
How long are you spending there?
One night, bro. Oof.
Yeah, that's brazy.
That's crazy, bro. That's
one or two nights.
Doesn't even matter.
That's brazy. One night is brazy.
I might have been too. Doesn't but hear what I'm saying.
So you've done
it
that
was
before.
The Manchester Derby and there was no other way to watch it. Because I had Sky on my PS4.
You could have watched on your phone, my Come guy. Could have watched on your Come phone, on, man. Mate. Yeah, you decided to go and link this girl when the match was going on. Like, you knew the game was on this day. Sometimes,
bro, it was packed. I was about to say
something. Ah, jeez, that went over my head. I didn't even hear it.
I didn't say anything, but sometimes... Why not, bro?
I used to bring my PS4, but like...
Hey, there we go. He's done the same thing.
No, but I'd be spending days there.
Cap! not, that's cap. At least like a weekend. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, if it's a weekend, then I'm taking my PS4.
Yeah, I said one or two nights. That's the same thing.
Oh, no. It's like, if he's phrased that as a weekend, then yeah, I'd be like, that's gone. But if it's one day, that's value.
One night?
Bro, that's not even a value. I'll be real.
Come on!
As a first year student, bro, pro clubs was hit. Pro clubs was hitting back then.
But you're there to spend time with the girl.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. If it's one night, I'm not bringing it.
Yeah.
No, but, okay, deep it. Let's say you go early on Friday morning and you come back late Saturday night. There's bare time to spend with her and there's bare time to go on PS4 as well.
Wait, is this uni? Are we
doing it's first
year. Bro, it's not that deep.
No.
It's actually not
If
that
it's
deep.
Friday to Saturday, no chance.
It's not that
So deep. You wouldn't do it?
No chance.
Swear.
No, I don't think I've ever felt the need to bring my PS4 anywhere.
Bro, pro clubs, man, it was hitting.
No, I brought it, but like I knew I was spending days there.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, like I was really spending days there and it's like it was easy to bring.
First.
Because I think I would be driving at that point I was driving, so.
You just got to balance how you spend time, innit?
Nah, because now I wouldn't even bring a damn thing.
That's because you don't game them all. Well, as much.
No, I don't game.
If we were still gaming like we were gaming in first year, you would 100% bring that.
If I was gaming like I was in first year, then I would say I need to sort out my life. Because in first year, we're gaming from like 8 year, to like 4 a.m. Yeah,
it was a shift.
Do you know what I mean? Like, so the reason you can get away... No, you couldn't get away with one day. But like,
I did though.
But like, how? Because...
Like I said, it was for the game.
Oh, no, you brought for the game.
Yeah, I didn't bang game. I thought we were going to bang game, but we didn't. Because the Manchester Derby was at 2 p.m. the next day.
Yeah, that's not that deep. Because
I wouldn't have been there. I wouldn't have been at a girl's house.
Yeah, I probably just scheduled the fixture after.
Yeah.
I could have.
Fixture's crazy.
What? you leave that in?
Yeah, what the hell?
Yeah.
Yeah. We're talking about first year. I'm not talking about now.
5 years ago, I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, nah, I don't know. Come on, judge me.
Ooh. But yeah, the game was at like 2 p.m. the next day.
Oh, did you go the day before?
Yeah, I went on a Saturday and I came back Sunday evening. And the game was at Sunday 2 p.m. So how what am I going
to Was this do? In the same city? Leicester?
No.
You should have scheduled it another time.
Yeah, I would have left early.
Because of the game.
Yeah, I would have definitely left early. Yes. I would have gone on that Friday and left Saturday morning.
Nah, we're doing something on a Friday.
I would have gone that Saturday. No, yeah, I would have gone Friday. Done whatever we're doing on Friday. Leave Saturday morning.
That's what I'm saying. We were doing something on Friday. I couldn't go on Friday. I had to go on Saturday.
Oh.
Do you get it?
Yeah, I would have gone on Saturday, left early Sunday. The match was on Sunday, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would have left early on Sunday.
You wouldn't have left early Sunday, bro.
I would have left before the game, bro. I would have left at like 12.
Simple as, man. Simple as.
I'd have left early, bro. Especially if it's...
You would have slept late, though.
I don't give a damn. I'm gone.
No, you wouldn't, man. If you sleep at like 5, 6 a.m.
No, no, no. I watch on my phone. Yeah, I used to watch games on my phone.
Yeah, man. Just watch on your phone.
Yeah, bro. Yeah, yeah. I used to watch games on my phone.
You can still be with her at the same time.
I was.
Yeah. So wait, what did you do? You watched the game with her?
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Wait, did she complain?
No.
Oh, I thought you were saying like she complained or something.
No, but I was like, it was a thing where I'm looking back and I'm thinking, did she not say anything? But in her mind, she's like, this nigga brought
100%, PS4. 100%. And she was definitely not just like, oh, she definitely thought.
She didn't mention it though. Now that I think about it, I might have even said before that I'm bringing my PS4.
Yeah, you'd probably have said it. You'd have probably said, oh yeah, because the game.
The heads up is bad, yeah. I'm not going to lie.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
No, yeah, I can't. Yeah, I real. I didn't actually. Like, I brought it, but like, I didn't.
First year, we did a lot of.
Mate. I didn't do a lot of reckless stuff in first year. If that's what you're going to say, I didn't.
Coach from London.
What do you mean?
Think about it.
Do you know what he's talking about?
I think so.
He does, yeah, he does. So. No, he does know. Coach from London, bro. Hold on.
Oh, isn't like what we used to do?
No, not we. No, we, bro.
Oh, that's crazy.
You remember it? Yeah, bro.
That's crazy.
Exactly. That's not reckless.
That's not reckless, though.
That's really? It's not reckless, but it's like, rah.
I didn't pay that.
Did you not?
No.
I thought you did.
No, I didn't pay.
Oh, I thought she told you. Okay, I thought she told you to pay it. Fez. That's even better. Free of charge. Left same
I'm
day.
Sure I saw it starting though. I'm
left
sure
same day. That's mad. That's mad.
No, 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 no. The cap.
What do you mean cap? I'm next door.
Left next morning. Early morning. 6 a.m. I paid for the cab from the station to the yard.
That's a lot, you know.
From station to yard in Leicester.
So you could go from London to Leicester at like 8 p.m. and then leave at like 5 a.m.
Yeah. Work was next day.
On a coach.
Yeah, I remember that story. Yeah, that's funny.
Why do we even take coach? I'm deep in it. 5-hour trips.
Why did I take coach? I took coach because it was
affordable.
It was affordable. It was affordable still.
Oh, I went to the cinema yesterday. I watched Sydney Sweeney's new film, the horror film Immaculate.
What was it saying?
It was...
It's bad, isn't it?
Calm. No. I'll be real, I was on cloud nine, I'll be honest. So it was better than...
Fair enough.
But it was calm. It wasn't bad.
Am I reading the room correctly?
Yes, you are.
I think so. No, I'm not going to see that film still.
Why? Are you going to watch Imaginary?
What the hell is Imaginary?
The teddy bear one.
I saw the trailer for that look calm, you know.
Are you guys just like cinema guys? Like you just...
You know we are, though.
Yeah. No, but like, I didn't know like this is how it is. Like, you lot actually just look for films to go and watch all the time.
I don't even look. I get notifications.
Yeah, I just see it when I see it. Like, if you go to cinema, you see the trailers for upcoming films, well, and you just remember them, innit? Yeah,
bro, the film that I watched was meaty.
What did you watch?
It was Sydney. It was another Sydney Sweeney film, but like, it was
Anyone
About
You?
Oh,
was
yeah,
it
that
rom-com?
One.
Yeah.
Yeah, Anyone
About You? Apparently, that's good, though.
It's a lighthearted watch.
Man, that was garb.
What did you expect from it, though?
I didn't expect much. I just watched it to watch it. That was garb, man. That was like a 5 out of 10, man. There was nothing brave, nothing great. But I did watch another film yesterday at home. Love Jones. My God.
Love Jones.
Is that
Sanaa
Lathan?
Nah,
Nia Long.
With who? Omar Epps?
I don't know who Omar Epps is.
Yeah, you do, bro. Love and Basketball.
Nah, not him.
Love Jones.
It's the guy from Power.
Yeah.
Oh, Lorenz Tate.
Still.
Yeah. That was a cold film. Still.
Love Jones.
Where did you watch this?
In it.
Don't worry about where I watched it.
Fair enough. So you sought this movie out.
What?
Because like you looked for this movie.
Yeah, I knew I wanted to watch it. Yes.
Oh right. Yeah. Right, fair enough.
Apple TV.
1997.
Yeah, my bro. Quality film. They don't make it like them no more, man.
This is you all over. This is your type of movie.
What?
I can be real. I don't think it is.
Yes, it is, man.
I think it's a part of me. Brown but like, Sugar. I've expanded. Yeah, Brown Sugar, for sure.
Love and Basketball.
For sure. I haven't really watched Love and Basketball like that. I watched it once.
How did I
The
get
Brothers.
Married? Why did I get married?
The Brothers. I don't know, I've watched it, of course.
Yeah.
What the heck?
Poetic Justice. There's all these films
in here. Yeah. Where you seen that?
This is on, when I search up that film, this is on More Like This. Yeah. So
what's,
that's...
What's the one where...
Don't talk about the guy crying, please.
What's that one called again? Why Did I Get Married?
Yeah.
I'm thinking of, the main character was Gabrielle Union Wade, and she had sisters, and she got set up to go on a date with someone.
Oh!
But she was bare like, hard to get.
Eva.
Yeah, Deliver Us from Eva.
I've never watched that.
Yeah, that's a genre of me. That's part of me. But then the Oppenheimer, the Dune, that's another section that I'm like, rah, like I'm discovering that.
Yeah.
And then the stock one.
Big Short.
We won't call that.
Wolf of Wall Street.
Wolf of Wall Street's part of it as well, but it's not.
Dumb Money.
With the Shailene
Woodley.
That's another genre of me. I'm like, yeah.
First one.
But like, I just don't really see them too often.
What was that film where it was like, it was a big brother. Then there was a sister, and then the little brother is like a basketball star in high school. And then the sister's going out with someone else from like the north side or something like that. You guys know what I'm talking about. You don't know what I'm talking about.
I might know the name of the film.
And then what happened?
Why? And then the guy that the sister's talking to sets up the
brother.
Yeah.
And killed him.
Yeah. What's the name of the movie?
Keith Palmer's in it. I don't remember.
Yeah, exactly. So you know the movie I'm talking about.
He
knows the movie I'm talking about.
Test me on that knowledge. You see how you lose. I can't remember that film, man. That's an old one.
Yeah, that was a hard one.
Kiki Palmer's in it. And then Diddy's son.
Yeah, Diddy's son's in it, yeah.
Diddy's son's in it. Bro, I'm mad. I just knew you were talking about that, though.
When did it come out?
I don't remember. Let me see if I can recognize the name. Yeah, that's it. That was a cold film, still.
2015.
No, yeah, all those films, that's a part of, like, but they don't bring them out like that normally. That's why I watched
Love Jones. Yeah, they don't still.
Love Jones was cold, so I don't even lie.
Yeah, the Oppenheimer, the Dune films, those films are few and far between. You don't see a film of that quality that often, not gonna lie. Like, the next one coming up, I couldn't even tell you.
Yeah, Lich.
I know Dev Patel's got Monkey Man coming out.
Yeah, I need to watch that still.
His first.
I need to watch that still.
Directorial debut.
Yeah.
It's coming out in like April or May or something like that.
Do you hear Future's album?
I heard the first two songs, which is what we Don't Trust You. I don't know what the other song's called. Yeah. I can't like Trap overall, I don't think it's for me, innit?
Yeah, that album was.
There's a couple songs on there that were calm, but none of them got added to my like songs, I'm not gonna lie.
Did you hear the Kendrick one?
Yeah. How is this?
Yeah.
I'll be real though, you know, like, if I didn't see on social media that was a diss, on God, I had no clue what he was about.
I didn't even hear a song. I heard the snippet. I heard Academics reacting to it. He went.
Yeah.
Academics is the funniest guy when it comes to Drake. Oh, man. I was dying in the gym when I was watching that reaction. That if you have someone, I wish I had someone about what we're saying like that, you know. The way he was back at diehard fan of Drake. I think it's both because they're both from Toronto, isn't it?
So he wasn't messing with Kendrick's.
No.
What?
First.
No.
What?
No.
He was on Kendrick. But he's like, yo, Drake, no more distractions, no more sexy red songs, no more none of this stuff. He said, yo, get in the booth.
Yeah. He will though.
Nah, I think they will. I think this is needed for the culture.
He will though.
For obviously American culture. Or American rap. Or just
people
rap.
Are saying, are Future and Drake cool?
No, they're not cool apparently.
Yeah, they're not cool because apparently
it's about a girl or something.
Oh, is it? Apparently it was because they were supposed to drop like another tape, but he dropped a tape of 21 Savage instead.
Damn.
Yeah. Well,
I doubt that's social media chats, but then again, what I was seeing though was it's kind of adding up because like lyrics from a Drake song were like sending disses for Future, but no one knew until now.
Yeah.
Which is crazy, but.
Yeah, that's what people saying about Drake. Like he won't get in a beef and diss you. He'll just diss you subtly over 10 years.
Yeah.
Yeah,
word. Yeah.
Word.
But like, that Kendrick just had no clue what they were talking about until...
I didn't know. It was like, if I heard the song first, I was like, yo, this guy's sounding kind of angry on this beat. Still, this beat sounded kind of aggressive as well. So I knew he was directing at someone, then I go on social and you see everything that's going on. I was like, rah, fair enough. What is it? Future, Kendrick, Metro Boomin versus what, Drake, J. Cole. And yeah, I was like, yo, that's crazy still.
Because apparently in Drake's song with J. Cole was talking about that.
Three goats.
Yeah, like the top three or something. It's J. Cole, Drake and Kendrick.
Yeah.
And Kendrick said in his song,
Bunda Free. It's me.
It's me, bro.
That is actually crazy.
That's crazy. That's actually a
crazy. That is crazy. That is crazy. But we'll see in it. We'll see what happens there. Because I even saw Bugsy try to, apparently Bugsy dissed Maya and Stormzy.
I did see that.
What?
Yeah, but like, he was saying what I was getting dragged for.
What?
About like, bro, she was actually gonna get married, bro. Yes. And he went back to her. Nah.
How's that his business though?
Nah, but like he dissed, innit? Like, I think he's looking for a beef, innit? I think he's looking for a beef. It's the rap game. It's the rap game.
Yeah.
And it's needed. Man. Payday. He wants payday. Nah. But nah, like, I'll be real. I still stand on it, man. As much as I'm happy they're together. But nah.
It's crazy. It's crazy.
I think it's like girls don't understand it though. That's the thing. Because I was looking at the comments here. They're talking about, she only dated one guy and they broke up 5 years ago. Why does it matter? Why does it matter? You got engaged.
Was it 5 years?
Wait.
They broke up 5 years ago, apparently.
What? Stormzy and Ving.
Stormzy and
Maya. Yeah. So the first time, yeah.
Apparently.
Could be wrong. Time ago.
I could be absolutely wrong though.
Yeah, you know what? My take back then was actually that she broke up with him. Like, she's back with Stormzy now, but I'm not gonna lie. Like, the fact that she was gonna get engaged is mad.
That is crazy. Now, I'm like, bro, it's mad. Storms. Like,
she was gonna be gone.
Like, and she was fine with that.
She had a ring.
Yeah.
She said yes.
Yeah. Kind of crazy still.
They don't understand the pride that gets shattered.
Well, Stormzy would always be in the picture, though. I feel like that would always be a thing. Like,
even sure, because like, it's the UK. Like, no, it's not the UK. Do you know what I mean? It's not the Jay-Z and Beyonce of the UK.
Yeah.
I don't think we even have that, but...
I don't think we have that.
We don't, but it's the equivalent.
No, they're not even the equivalent.
Who?
Who is then?
There's like, no
who
equivalent.
Who you saying is?
When I say equivalent...
I know what you mean, but...
Like, yeah.
Yeah, but they're not equivalent at all.
They're not equivalent. I hear it, like, the power and the whole, like, money, like, yeah, cool.
Yeah, honestly, when it
they're
comes
not
to that, they're
for
not,
the
yeah,
UK,
yeah,
like, that's not our...
Yeah,
we don't have
one of those.
Yeah, we don't have
one of those. I'm saying, like, they're the closest to that, though. Can't think of anyone else.
I don't know anyone else in a relationship.
Yeah, true. I know what you mean.
So I get you. I get what you're saying, but yeah. I personally wouldn't put them as that in it, but...
Yeah.
Because, yeah, saying yes to another man just means, yeah, you're absolutely done with me. But clearly you weren't. Do you know what I mean?
Spin back season.
No, allow that.
I don't believe in it.
No. Spin back season. No, I'm old now, man.
Not to be honest, because she definitely still had feelings for my man, innit? Because it was what Storm did that messed up. So,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They didn't end because they wanted to end.
And I thought he cheated, but apparently he didn't.
Who said that?
I don't know. I don't know, but I
No, we got inside information.
You got inside information?
Yeah,
that
bro,
didn't.
For my boy.
That he didn't?
Yeah. So apparently, he actually didn't cheat.
So, what did he do?
Can't remember.
There we go.
I just can't remember.
Oh, what do you think he did?
Yeah.
Apparently, he didn't cheat.
I think you 100% did.
I think apparently, I know. Apparently, they weren't even together.
Stormzy and Maya weren't together.
But like, they didn't want to make it a public knowledge information
that they weren't together.
Yeah, like they had taken a break.
Yeah.
But like, it's not a public information that they've taken a break. So
yeah.
I think maybe he's.
So maybe he did something on a break, and then that.
Yeah,
that's,
yeah. And but like, it got out there to like to other people in the industry.
Yeah.
And so she couldn't take that.
She couldn't take that and then broke up with him. And then it became public information that they'd broken up.
Yeah.
But they weren't together.
Yeah, but he said he disrespected her. So I'm assuming that
matters. That is the disrespect.
Well, yeah, disrespect. By
that is the disrespect. Because I think like...
We had a song about album, more or less.
He made
about
bare album, songs about her.
But yeah, there was... What's the song? Lessons, innit?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You even mentioned her name. Like,
did he? Oh yeah, he did. Yeah, he did.
He was down bad.
Down terrible storm.
I heard a stat about how many heartbreaks do you have in you before you're just flatline?
Two.
I heard two, I heard three.
No, you don't have space for three.
It depends on the first one is, though. If the first one's at like 16, you can get three in there. 100%. But 16, heartbreaking, yeah.
Nah.
Now, if the first one's at 18,
nah,
next one's at like 23, you can have one more still. It'll be peak, but you can have one more. I'm not going to lie.
No, if you have one after 23, you're done.
You're not done. Nah. You're done. If you've got one at like 25, nah.
From 23 to 25? How do you have a heartbreak from 23 to 25?
Very possible.
You have two heartbreaks between 23 to 25.
No, as in, okay, after 23, look, okay, yeah, if you go for like 27, then it's just getting peak.
That's game. You're done.
It's getting peak, I'm not gonna lie.
Until like you're 30 something, bro. Every girl or guy that comes to you.
You think it's two?
I think it's two.
It's probably two.
Especially, like, if you're dating young, like, I don't think it counts as a heartbreak.
Yeah.
I think it's just like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, but a heartbreak is subjective, though, isn't it?
Nah.
It is, though. It is. Like, it shouldn't be, but it is.
I don't think so.
Like, by definition, it should be your girl cheats on you, you're heartbroken. But the reality of it is, bear man get heartbroken when they're not in a relationship. Bear man.
No.
They do.
I think they think that
they do. Like,
yeah, they probably think that.
If you're dating someone for like 7-8 months and she cuts you off because you ain't wifed it yet, you can 100% get heartbroken.
Mm.
Nah, I believe you can, innit?
Nah.
I believe you can still.
Nah.
I believe you can still. No cap.
No.
Because guys take long to make it official.
But still, like, you wouldn't get heartbroken.
And then she gives
you an
ultimatum and you don't meet it. And she's like, yeah, cool, I'm gone. I believe some guys have got heartbroken.
Any girl giving an ultimatum don't deserve to be in a relationship.
You know what I'm saying? I would be like, so be it. I would be so be it, bro.
Not literal ultimatum, though. It's like, okay, so what are we doing here? She ain't giving you a time frame, but it's like, what are we doing here? We can't do this forever. She said like that.
Yeah, then she's not the one for me, isn't it?
Yeah, it's clear.
What's your reason for not wifing it, then?
She's eager to get back to the streets, clearly.
So go back.
Go
you
back.
Say, you wouldn't say that, though.
Yeah, you're
really ready to let this go so that
you know what I'm saying? What?
Because you want a title. So like, what? You do this all again?
Yeah.
But then what is your reason for not making it official then?
Just haven't done it.
Yeah.
Like, if that,
not valid, though.
That is a valid excuse. Just haven't done it. If we're exclusive, there should be no issue. Just slapping a title on. Like, that could happen.
But you know how girls are, bro.
Exactly. Exactly. So, like, you'd want to do it in your own time and make it, like, a good thing.
Yeah, your own time, but...
My time don't work with your timing. Yeah. My time is my
time. But you still got to be on the same page, though.
No, she needs to hop on my train.
Reckon?
This is my train. I'm running the train. I'm driving it. So, if you get on it, you get left.
Fuck!
Do you know what I mean? So...
There's definitely a certain amount of time where it's like, you're violent at this point, but you're violent.
To me, like, I was listening to social media and girls telling me that I'm violent. Personally, between me and you, if we are happy,
you get it.
There's no talking about it. Don't tell me this person said, "Bro, he ain't made it official." It's between me and you.
No, it's not even about outside voices, but
that's the only thing that will press you to get into a relationship. Like, if you know you two are exclusive and you're dating, why is outside voices making it a thing of, "Oh, right, it's been 7 months. Why has he not asked you? It's been a year. Why has he not asked you?" Like, if you both know what it is.
And what's go the with that. Yeah.
But if you're the one living in La La Land and he's there doing Shakira and you're just saying, "Oh, because we're not," he say, "Oh, because we're not together, I can do X, Y, and Z." He's just stringing you along. Get gone. Do you know what I mean?
But that's what happens a lot of the time, though. That's the bath. You're not my girl.
Yeah,
but that's why bear man don't wife it, so they can relate back to that bath.
Yeah, but if a guy uses that bath for you, he's not the guy for you.
But he's not gonna say it, though.
Of course he is. If a man gets caught...
Or some man will say it.
Yeah. Every man is going to say it. If you get caught...
If you get caught, you're
going to say, "Bro, I didn't cheat on you because you're not my girl."
Yeah.
If the minute he says that, just cut.
But what I'm saying is, bear man don't make it official so they can do other things and then use, "Yeah, we're not together," as a failsafe.
So are you saying that's the reason why girls will pressure guys to make it official?
I don't know why they pressure. I think like they're receptive to like all this outside voices and all that stuff. But the reason bear guys don't make it official after however amount of time is because they want to have that freedom while not having a girlfriend, so no one can say they cheated. I feel like bear.
Bro, Albert Rose is an illusion.
Yeah.
A guy's gonna cheat regardless whether there's time or not.
Facts.
Put him in the right situation, he's doing it. So whether there's a title or not, you're not protected.
Facts.
You're actually not protected. It's just, that's
you're
just
not,
how it is.
You're not protected, but it's different though, because then you can be accused of cheating.
So?
It's not so though. It's not so
though. No, but no. Genuinely, so.
It's not so though, because that's why Ben Man don't wife it though.
Nah, they.
It's generally the reason.
100%. Yeah, but like, bro, so if they now call you a cheater, what are you dead? Are you like what?
Yeah, but
you're not dead. Like you live another day. Call
you a cheater because guys will go to extreme lengths to disprove that narrative.
Yeah.
So if you didn't care about the narrative, you wouldn't go to such lengths to disprove it.
No, but that's what I'm saying to you. Is like, she's called you a cheater now. Yeah. Okay. On to the next.
Yeah, but it's never that simple, though.
No, but I'm just saying that, like, why do guys care so much about being labelled a cheater? If that's what you did, that's what you did.
Yeah. Move on. Only.
It's the same thing if a girl cheats on a guy. You cheated. Okay.
Facts.
Like, I know that I feel bad now. It is what it is. Like, it's just about your conscience. If you can, if you don't want to be known as a cheater, then obviously you do then that.
Don't do it. Yeah.
But in reality, I think personally, he's going to do what he wants to do, whether he's in a relationship or not. So this whole, some of my conscience that I cheated, it's just talking out your ass, man. You're going to cheat regardless.
So then, if you're in a relationship, or if you're chatting to a babe, dating, then you make it official, and then,
nah, your mic later. Is mad quiet, you know.
Yo.
No, mine is as well.
Yo.
Wait, you
do? Yo. Yo.
You know,
yo.
Man, let me tell you something, yeah. When I moved that TV, when I moved the screen. Ah. When I moved the screen, I'm telling you, I think I jammed something. But.
Yo.
No, because the recording there is calm. Because the recording there is calm. It's calm, it's calm, it's calm. But I think it's that's meant to pick us up, but it's not picking us up.
What was I saying? Yeah, if you've dated a babe, made it official, broke up, you meet someone like 4 years later, date her again, now you decide, okay, we can just stay exclusive. You ain't got to hold the title. Why?
Wait, what?
Let's say you had a girlfriend beforehand, like 4 years ago, you had a girlfriend. 5 years ago, you had a girlfriend.
Okay, dating so her, 18, I had a girlfriend.
18, I had a girlfriend. 23, yeah. You're dating someone else.
Yeah.
But now you've decided, okay, we can date. Let's just stay exclusive. Let's not make it official.
Yeah.
What's changed? Why? Why are you not making it official like you did back then? I guess it's a different babe.
Mm-hmm.
But if you like the babe the same way, why are you not making it official like you did with the babe you liked back then?
I've matured now. Could be the wrong timing. I've now experienced what a relationship is. And
timing?
Yeah, like you... At 23, you could be looking at trying to... Like, build your life, innit? Like, at 24, we're trying to build our life now, so...
Yeah, but that's why you wouldn't put a label on it.
Simply because I personally believe, yeah, that once you put a title on something, there's a lot of pressure now added to that. Personally, that's what I believe. So...
From the girl or from outside voices?
It's just like a whole... there's a lot of things that now just start... Like, okay, cool. It's not a bad thing, but there's a lot of entitlement that comes when you have that title.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So, for example, I was speaking to someone yesterday and they were telling me, oh, like, if you get in a relationship, you can't pick up the phone to certain people or you can't pick up the phone to the opposite gender after a certain time.
Okay.
I was thinking, like, I get it, but, like, I don't want that stress of, like, right, I can't pick up my phone to this person.
Mm-hmm.
Or, like, I can't be conversating with people after a certain time because it's a bit disrespectful. Or they're crossing the line of why they're calling you at this time when you know that when they know you have a girlfriend or whatever or a boyfriend.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So there's just different pressures that get added onto you that it's like, bro, this is becoming a bit of,
Yeah, but if you've been there for like a year plus and it's not, there's no label, she's going to move like that anyway. She's going to feel a type of way when you're calling someone at certain times, whether there's a label or not. Do you get me? Because the feelings are still the same.
No, but then again, you can't because you don't have that title.
But they do, though. That's my point.
But the sense of entitlement can't be there.
Oh, so you're saying that...
There's a sense of entitlement that comes once you're in a relationship.
Mm. Oh, yeah, I understand that. I get that.
I'm entitled to your time. I'm entitled to you messaging me good morning. I'm entitled to going out on dates. I'm entitled... Like, bro, there's
that
a lot...
That happens anyway. That's my point.
No, they're not entitled to it. I'm doing it because I want to do it. I don't need to do this.
So you're saying they haven't got the right...
You have no right to demand anything. Yeah. Like, you have no right to demand anything of me. I'm doing this purely because I like you, you like me, and I want to do this. Whereas, when it's a relationship now, I have to do this. Whether I want to do it or not, I have to do it. Because I'm now looking after myself and not looking after, sorry, that's the wrong phrase, but I'm now in something where I need to make her happy. Mm. Do you know what I mean? Her happiness is part of something I have to do now because obviously we're in a relationship. Do you know what I mean?
But then look at it like this. I'm just playing devil's advocate, yeah?
Yeah.
But if you're liking her, she's liking you, you're dating, and then you make it official,
yeah,
surely you shouldn't see it as you have to do this. You like her anyway, so surely you should just be doing the same thing you were doing before it was official. Because if you like each other, then it's not really a thing to go out on dates because you like her anyways. So you should want to do that anyway.
Yeah. So,
do you know what I mean?
No. I get what you're saying, but it's like, that's feelings talk. That's not reality. That's not reality.
But how is it not reality?
Because, for example, yeah, if you're dating a girl now, just no title, you're dating.
Yeah.
She can't come to you and say, oh, Tina, you haven't taken me out in like 2-3 weeks. Like, what's going on? Mm-hmm. She can't come to you that because, like, is that all I'm good for? You can't, what?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? If you're in a relationship, babe, why have you not taken me out in 2-3 weeks? What's going on? You now start thinking, oosh, why have I not taken her out? Okay, cool. Even though in your head, maybe, let's say money's a bit tight, you don't want to stretch, you want to save a bit of change.
Mm.
You now have to use the money you're saving to go and take her out because, like, bro, like, this is part of the package, this is part of the relationship. Also, you can communicate that, oh, bro, like, things are tight right now, so you want to hold back off, but at the end of the day, like, you still got to do certain things, whether you like it or not in the relationship. I think, this is just all my opinion, by the way.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So, yeah, as I said, I think both guys and girls have a self of entitlement when it comes to when they get that title. And is it right to have it? I don't know. Do you get it? But for me, I think there's a pressure that's added onto people once they give that title. So yeah, that's why in that situation I would say, oh yeah, maybe it's the wrong timing or there's pressure that he doesn't want at that age. So that's why I didn't want to give a relationship or give the title.
I hear it, but then...
Yo, the way I'm speaking, you'll think I wrote the Bible, bro. God have mercy. Yo.
If you don't want the pressure, then why would you put yourself in an environment where the pressure is so close to you? That makes sense. Like, you don't want the pressure of a relationship, but you've gone so far and so close to a relationship to just stop there. Do you get it? There's going to be pressure there anyways.
It's not really stopping, though. It's not really stopping.
It is, because it's the next step.
Yeah, but, like, you're not stopping. You're still dating, bro.
You're still dating, but you're not going to the next level for a reason. You get it?
Yeah, well, his what he said.
Yeah.
The reasons of added pressure. That's why guys stay there. It's the same thing with the cheating thing. Like, if you cheat, she's not actually your girl.
That's what I was saying beforehand, though.
Yeah.
I was saying that Bearman stop before girlfriend stage because they want that freedom of, I can do this, I can do that, I can do this. She can't come to me and say, I'm violating, I'm cheating, because I want that freedom.
But yeah. Do you know what it is? In reality, she can come to you, bro. Like, if you're...
Yeah, but she won't, though.
No, but she can come
she
to you.
She can, bro. Innit?
She but literally can come to you, bro.
She can.
Because you've been dating for... Let's say you've been dating a year, 2 years. Yeah. Let's say she's agreed, like, the title's not an issue. She don't really care. Like, she knows what it is between us two. And you now come and say, oh, yeah, I went DLT and I cheated on you.
Oh, yeah.
Of course she has a right to say you cheated on me. Because you did. Just because there's no title doesn't mean you didn't bloody cheat. You did. And if she cuts because you violated. If you don't call it cheating, you disrespected her. Like, wrongdoing is still done. Do you know what I mean?
That's true.
And whether you... Because if you want to say, oh yeah, she wasn't my girl, so it's not cheating. She can still go out and say, yo, we were talking for 2 years and he cheated on me. He went to DLT Malta and he shagged another girl. So...
Exactly. So if you're trying to evade that pressure, then why not just do it? Because like you said, she can come to you anyways. So then... Why would you not make it official anyway?
Because you still have that bath.
The bath's not there though, because she can come to you. She can come to you anyway. The bath's not running.
Guys will still use that bath though. Guys will still use that bath, bro. That's the thing.
The bath's not gonna run.
If it's not official, you can feel any type of way. You can call me whatever you want. But if the bath, if we were not together,
yeah,
and we did not make it official,
yeah,
then obviously I'm not technically a cheater.
I hear it.
That's what guys will say. Even though they've made it exclusive. So do you know what I mean? You're both under the impression that you two are the only people you guys are going to be talking to.
Yeah.
But, do you know what I'm saying? It's like law, do you know what I'm saying? It's like...
If it ain't a contract...
Do you know, if it's not a contract, then it's not illegal.
I hear it, but Like, if someone was to go and say, you're dating her, but you're not making it official, and then someone else said, I don't think you like her that much, I'd say, I agree.
What?
No cap, I'd agree.
Wait, say that again?
Yeah.
If you're dating someone,
yeah,
and you say, you announce that you're not making it official, you're not making her your girlfriend.
Mm-hmm. You're not announcing it to you.
I just said that word, didn't it? You're not making her your girlfriend.
Yeah, yeah.
And someone said to you, you're not making her your girlfriend because you don't want the pressure. And they dead send to you, I don't think you like her that much. Because if you did, I think you would have made it official.
I tell them, thank you for your opinion.
Yeah, yeah. Obviously, but I kind of agree with it though. Because every single situation I've seen where a guy really likes a girl, he's made it official. Every single time.
I think it's different strokes for different folks. And it depends on the timing as well, because this whole conversation came about like how long it takes for a guy to make it official.
Mm.
So like if a guy takes too long to make it official, doesn't mean that he's
less interested.
Yeah, less interested in it. He's just choosing not to make it official. So you can't say, oh, he doesn't like her.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I guess you can't lay a blanket over it, but
that's how you just have to go keep your opinions to yourself, bro. Just
no, yeah.
There's definitely certain circumstances where someone could say, bro, do you like her that much? Like, if the timing's perfect and you're still not doing it, what's your reasoning? You're going to say because of pressure.
Okay,
do you like her that much?
Bro, guys will still cheat. And you ask the guy, he says he still likes the girl they cheat on.
Yeah. Like, the title's not saving no girl being cheated on. Regardless, they will do it regardless. It's either disrespected you or they cheated on you. Pick which one you want, innit? But for me, it's like, I had something loaded up. I need to remember it ASAP. Oh, I had something loaded up, fam. It was a sharp point as well. Oh, I can't remember still. But yeah, either way, it's just timing, really. I think it's just about timing as well.
Yeah, time is important. But I feel like, in fact, it also depends on the girl you're chatting to, innit? Because some girls are reasonable, some girls aren't. Go on.
I remember what I was going to say. Cool. For example, yeah, let's say I've been dating this girl for like 3 months. Because, you know, the time period that people are saying on social media is like 3 to 6 months, you can ask a girl out. Cool. Let's say it's been like a good 5 months now,
mm-hmm.
and I've asked her out. But within that 5 months, you've just been having roses and flowers and all that. Mm-hmm. You've not been through any real... Mm-hmm. Real life, should I say? Real life situations.
Yeah, yeah.
No real life arguments. No real life anything.
Yeah.
Just roses and small arguments there. Mm-hmm. Do you know that person well?
No.
You don't know how they react in certain situations. So
yeah,
that's another reason as to why I'm taking my time because
yeah,
I don't know how this person reacts in this situation. I don't know how this person reacts if I lose my money tomorrow,
mm-hmm.
or if I stop taking out on dates for just X amount of time because I've lost my job.
Yeah.
So what? Because I've now lost my job, she's now turned to this other girl and I've cussed her. So what's happening now?
See, that's a good point. But if you ask 9 out of 10 guys why they ain't cuffed it, they won't give that answer. They won't.
Yeah,
they'll be like, why have I got to cuff it though? She's there already. Man likes her, she likes me. That's what they'll say. They're not going to say I don't know her that well. If you said that, I'll hear you. Yeah, because that's valid.
You got to remember though, like, we're still growing up, man.
Yeah.
Why she's still growing up? Because deep, yeah... I was even talking to my mom. She got married when she was 26. That's 3 years for me. That's 2 years for you. Like, why are we now going to just cuff a girl because it's been 6 months?
Mm-hmm.
And in 2 years' time, you could be getting married.
Yeah.
But like, this could be the absolutely wrong girl, but because you cuffed her because it's been 3 months
yeah.
or 6 months, like, you're wasting your time.
The thing is, yeah, that same point that you used, saying, why would you cuff her quickly when... It could take a year to see her in bare different scenarios. I would do that. I live by that as well.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I'm talking for the guys who are in situations where they're bucking a girl every 2 days for like 5 months. You could see the full extent of her personality in that time frame as well. What about then? Do you know what I mean? That changes things. 6 months time. If you're seeing someone 3 times a week, yeah, 3 times a week for 6 months, it's possible for you to know their more or less full personality in that time frame.
It's possible. I don't agree.
It's not likely, that likely, but it's definitely possible and it's definitely happened.
I don't agree. I think like they could literally be giving off facade the whole time.
Yeah,
it could be just image. Like they just want to show you what they want to show you, and then you get glimpses of the real them as well. But like, until that person's ready to show you who they really are. Or if a situation makes them have to show you who they really are, You will never know.
That's what I'm saying, but if you're bucking that many times a week for that long, 6 months is a long time, bro. If you're bucking someone 3-4 times a week,
six months is not a long time.
If you're bucking them enough times a week, bro, you will see a lot of what they've got to offer.
6 months is not a long time.
Bro, man, if you're bucking her 3 times a week for 6 months, you can see a lot. A lot. Come on.
My good
Come
brother.
Come on. That's a lot. My How good, many? That's hermano, what, 70 her, times.
Hermano. Your hermano. Mi hermano. 6 months is not a long time.
You're not hearing what I'm saying. 6 months. You're just hearing 6 months. You're not hearing everything I'm saying. 6 months as a standalone is not a long time. If you're seeing them 3-4 times a week for 6 months, that's a completely different ball game.
You work Monday to Friday.
I don't know.
How the hell are you going to see someone 3 times a week?
That's possible, man. Though, 100%.
No.
That's 100% possible. What are you talking about? There's 2 days in the weekend. There's Friday night. There's no work the next day. That's 100% possible.
3 times every week for 6 months.
It ain't even got to be dates. It can be, let's go get food. Let's go do this. It can be anything. We've all done it.
Of course I've done it. But
there we go. Exactly. So it's possible.
Is it, what's the word I want to use? Feasible? Is it feasible?
Whether or not it's feasible or not, we've all done it. Do you know what I mean?
For me, it's like, even if we're bucking that many amount of times, time is the real test. So
time is the real test.
Until we're tested.
But if a man says he met his girl 6 months ago, he was bucking her God knows how many times every week, and he made her his girlfriend, so be it. He might know most of her personality in that time frame. It's
good luck to him, innit?
It's like man that get married after like meeting their wife and dating for like 3-4 months and they've been married for like 30 years. It happens.
I'm not happy likely, for them.
But it happens, bro.
I'm happy for them. But what's the percentage of that? What's the ratio of that to them?
I'm not saying it's high. I'm not saying it's high because, like I said, I wouldn't do it myself, but I'm saying it happens.
No, yeah, like, shout out to people that do that, innit? But you get me? The man that wait.
Shit.
You get me? I think, in general, just face your front, innit? Everyone should face your front. Of course, man. Mind your business.
Of course.
Like, and let you enjoy your relationship with whoever you got.
Yeah. No one should ever tell you, right, you've been dating her for that long and you ain't made it official. No one should ever come and tell you that.
Where's your own?
Because it's between, word, exactly. It's between you and the babe. You get it? Just to all the guys out there, just make sure you're not messing about, you know what I mean? Especially when feelings are.
What about girls, bro? Tell the girls as well.
You didn't let me land, bro.
You know I'm passionate about this.
To all the guys out there, you know, you've been dating a babe, there's feelings involved, months in the bag, don't mess her about. Treat her right. Same way for the girls, been dating a guy for months on end, not feeling it no more, whatever you want to do, take their feelings into consideration, fam.
Yeah, don't be going messaging American guys.
Whoa.
Did you get that?
Heard it still.
No, but what does it mean though?
Dunno.
Man said, where's that from?
No, you see the Marcel guy, innit? Yeah. Married, bro. Married.
See,
bro.
Heartbreak at that age.
That's a life. That's flatline. Man wrote a diss track.
Yeah, that's head loss. That one there is headless.
I wrote a diss track and she responded saying something like, oh.
She said something devilish.
Don't poke
the bear or something. Mad.
If I just throw this at your head, what do you mean? Poke the bear. You've ignited this. But him, so why are we writing a diss track? Like,
what was the diss track again?
I can't remember
what it was like.
He deleted the snippet, bro. But,
come
on, man. Some people just, yeah.
It was like, switch on, it was man. Like a little snippet that just kept playing over and over and over. It's like, you had all your fun. I was like, what are you talking about, bro?
But I didn't listen to it. When I saw this track, I said, yeah, he's gone. Finished, his head is man. Gone. Yeah,
he's done. Right. He's cooked.
His head is absolutely gone.
Dope.
So good luck to him, innit? But yeah, see, I ain't trying to end up like that, innit? So,
no one is.
Do you know what I mean?
My life is peaked, though. My life is rough.
Yeah, I take my time, so. But anyways,
life
man.
Life is rough.
Anyways, that's the end of this. That's the end of the episode, isn't it?
That's episode 123.
I didn't do the quiz this week, innit? I actually forgot.
Should've.
I only have like 2 questions or 3 questions. Right?
Should we go one each?
Yeah, go on quickly. Oh, damn, where did I put it?
By the way, we recorded on Sunday at 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. because Huss forgot to book the session for Friday night.
Someone else tried to blame me that it's my fault. It's not my fault.
Whose fault is it?
We didn't know that it was over.
What?
Is it my fault? Is it me that's meant to keep tabs of when it ends? What? I sent it into the group chat when it was.
You no. Book it, bro.
No. I don't keep track of when it's the last session.
All right, cool. We'll keep track from now on, innit? Go on. What are the questions?
Nah, they're mid, bro. I'll come back to you, lot, innit?
Fuck!
I'll come back to you. Yeah, yeah, I'll come back to you.
All right, yeah. Episode 1, 2, 3. What are we saying, bro?
1, 2, 3.
Yeah, bro. Insta, TikTok, what we saying, pod, all of that good stuff.
Oh, man.
Stay up to date, like, comment, subscribe, add a poll, all of that. Other than that, T9 of defense for coming, man.
Thank you. Whoop. Is that right?
Yeah, bro.
Yeah, it's me, your boy, Hustle Hustler. Stay with the hustle, my people.
Stay with it, man. It's been your boy, Benzo, in the booth.
Benzo.
And we'll see you on the next one still.